Okay, this is the audio diary blog for the 4th of September, 2010, and I mean it's actually the 5th right now. It's in the morning, but yesterday was a really, really big day for me and the rest of the team at MB World, and that's why I was too had it to actually do this last night. Got to work at around 7 in the morning, ready for the Mercedes-Benz World Summer Challenge. With all the smart cars turned up as well. And it was mental in the morning, getting everything ready. But we had it organised, it was all good. Got all the things set up. Had a little bit of a panic because I couldn't find all the MLs I needed for 4x4ing. But we did find them in the end. Literally, the last one, I was arriving as the guests were coming towards that activity, so that was good timing. The wheel change exercise and everything was all laid out. That all went good. Rob brought in his car jack, and then the challenges commenced. During the time, I had a good look around all the areas, and especially the 4x4ing. Some of the kids' faces were absolutely brilliant. Big smiles on their faces, and even like watching the blindfold 4x4ing. Everybody get involved to help their team out to do the best they could. So that was really great to see. Then went away over to the front car park where we had car parking test, water on the roof, car push, all these things, and that was cool as well. That was really fun. Liked a lot of that. Then, once all those were finished, we did totted up the scores. I spoke to Lewis for a little bit as well on the circle, talked a little bit about his racing, how it's going, and well done for winning Spa and stuff, but also told him that we took him to his first Autosport Awards when he was a kid, and he remembered it. He remembered me, my dad. He also remembered that I used to wear glasses as well, and we had a good chat about that. So that was good fun. Then Lewis did the final. He put down the benchmark. I was sitting in the back seat and guiding them round each bit that they had to do. And him and his media man James did that, and they did really cool. I told them when they did their driver change to just be careful. We were on the grippy surface, but it's still, a little bit damp in places, and they both slipped over. Can you imagine that? If he'd caused an injury during that. So we were quite lucky with that one. But I did tell them be really careful and slow. But you can't stop, flipping F1 drivers to trying to do a McLaren changeover. So. That was quite entertaining, but anyway, it was only a sort of a little slip. So anyway, that was cool. Then the final went on. The 10 finalists did it. They did all their exercise on the wet circle. So the first driver had to do. He had to go onto the circle and just drive around the slippy lane. The second one had to do every other disc. The third driver had to do it backwards, and then the fourth driver had to do every other disc from the slippy to the grippy lane. So that was cool. Anyway, throughout the day, a lot of the team and the ADIs and all the other bits and pieces, Elliot, Gary, Andrew, Ricky, Jody, all these lot, saying how much of a good day it was, which was really cool. So, all in all, nice day. Went well. At the end, we had a bit of a debrief. Everybody had a big wave and a smile. And then we went over to the hotel. At the hotel, we had a few drinks. We had a few drinks, and that was good, and everybody was happy. And I think we'll do it again, hopefully. So, see you soon. Goodbye now.